Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Story done by Jim Bowden in the last 24 hours and posted on The Athletic about the players, the top 10 Major League stars most likely to be traded this offseason. Several big-name players that could be traded, he writes. Number one on the list, Tarek Skubal, left-handed pitcher, Detroit Tigers. He writes, amongst what he wrote, and I'm going to just read in part here, when Juan Soto got a $765 million and Shohei Ohtani got a $700 million, they reset the market for the top free agents. And the expectation now is that Skubal will reset the market for pitchers and become the highest paid starting pitcher in history with a realistic starting price north of $400 million. It's unlikely the Tigers go there. It's likely they shop Skubal at the winter meetings and try to make the best trade they can with so many big market teams with deep farm systems obviously wanting him, such as the Mets, Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, and Giants. Okay, we discussed this last week when it came up and it first kind of hit, and you know, we were like, okay, that's fine, except the Tigers are contending now. Do they really want your prospects? They're going to want people that they think are major league ready and can help them win now. They're also going to want a trade that, you know, you don't have Skubal. How do you still contend? Can you get better in a variety of fronts on, you know, a starter, reliever, a third baseman that improve all those aspects of your team to try and make up for the loss of Skubal and collect future assets to make it worth their while? And so what we're saying here is that the price has to be extraordinarily high for this to be a good trade, right?
Yes, and you would assume that if it's a big bidder like the Yankees or the Mets or Red Sox, whatever, one of these teams that has the deep pockets, that they're trading for him because they have the full intention of signing him to an extension. So then you're able to get that huge haul in return. But if it's going to be comprised of mostly minor league prospects, I don't know how interested I am.
Right. And, but
because this team's ready to compete right now, ready to contend and do better than and get to the ALCS at the very least next time.
Now, floated back from Newsweek is a story about the Yankees.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the writer here throws a name in there that sounds like a good starting spot. Elian Muhammad. That sounds like a good starting spot. The Yankees would likely have to part with their young pitching asset. And that young pitching asset started two elimination games for them at the age of 24, Cam Schlittler. Now, I happened to watch Schlittler's major league debut, and it will be a challenge if he comes here for the obvious reasons, because he was going up against my nephew when he was in Yankee Stadium. So it was Logan on one side and Schlittler on the other. And I was really impressed. And he became part of the rotation. He's 24 years old. And let's just say school for Schlittler would not get it done.
No.
Of course not.
No. Schlittler made 14 starts for the Yankees last year. Had an ERA of 2.96. Had a whip of 1.2. But the 84 strikeouts and 73 innings, only 58 hits given up during that time. Those are really good numbers.
But that sounds to me like, okay, we have a starting point.
Sure.
And you build out from there. And there's a lot of building out that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first time I've seen a name and, you know, starting on that side, if that side thinks, and look, just because this writer wrote it doesn't mean it's true, but you get a sense that over there, there'd be a parting, from at least one opinion maker, a parting with that young player who is in the majors, who would be in your rotation. Now, for people screaming, what are the odds he's as good as Skubal? Not good. What are the odds you could get him and more, and not a little more, but quite a bit more to make this trade say, okay, they've solidified some things here. They've lost a player that wasn't going to resign here, and it's a step back in starting pitching, but 24-year-old Schlittler is really good.
Well, I'll say here's what you want when you want more, because obviously it is Tarek Skubal. And if you're talking with the Yankees and you got Schlittler off their major league roster, who made the 14 starts last year, and then you're going to want somebody who's ready to play at the major league level, one of the big prospects, literally and figuratively, is Spencer Jones, the outfielder, who's 6'7" and big-time power hitter, 35 home runs last year at the AAA level. 80 RBI in a season. That's between AA and AAA. Hit .274, a .933 OPS. Huge guy. Yankees got big guys, you know, on their team right now. But this is an outfielder ready to make the jump possibly to the majors. Strikes out a bunch, but has monster power. I believe he is right. I think he's left-handed. He is left-handed.
Yep.
But add that piece to it. Is that, would the Yankees say that's too much? But look who you're asking for. You're asking for the best pitcher in baseball.
Spencer Jones, his ETA on that MLB website,
mm-hmm.
He's supposed to arrive in the majors next year.
Yeah. Because so he played AAA this year.
Yep. You'd be getting, we're cooking here a little bit. Let me raise my hand before people start yelling. Not crazy about trading Skubal.
No.
But you know what else I'm not crazy about? Hanging on to a player that has maybe zero intention of re-signing here without exploring the trade market first. Okay, this is just trade exploration. And if nobody's going to give you back, if we're talking about the Yankees 24-year-old pitcher who looks like he's going to be a stud, who debuted last year, started two elimination games for him and won one of them. If you're getting him and Spencer Jones, how many home runs did he hit?
35 last year.
As a 24-year-old left-handed power-hitting outfielder, if this is a starting spot here, now we might be starting to get to the point where you can see why you might accept the trade, right?
Yes. Yeah, and that's why I think the most important thing this offseason for the Tigers is to determine what they can do with Tarek Skubal. Does he want to be here or not? And if he does want to be here, if he's willing to take the deal, how steep is that deal going to be? Is it going to approach $60 million a year? You know, if Bowden's talking about a $400 million contract, good God, that's okay. That's, think about that. That's 8 years at $50 million a season. Is that too much or is that going rate? Is that market rate? I mean, he's going to have to get paid more than the previous big contract was, which was Crochet, I think. Got a big contract of close to $40 million a year. So, I mean, Skubal's arguably better than that. Or not, I just say it, he is better than that. So is he deserving of how much more than that? You know, what gets uncomfortable? I think you and I are on the same page in that what gets more uncomfortable for us is the years.
Right.
It's not the money. It's how many years you're going to throw in that contract, because I don't want to extend, you know, a 29-year-old pitcher till he's 37 necessarily. I don't mind paying him.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to be careful that I'm not overpaying him to the point where I can't afford to bring anybody else into the fold, because this is just the guy you're retaining. It's not a new piece to this team.
So look, now that do we have the framework of something that we can work with here? I mean, you go back to Skubal again and you say, dude, we don't want to trade you.
Right.
We want to sign you now. And here is our offer. And you just try and you know, we obviously upped the offer or whatever it was. You just try your best, but if the intention is there, and I think the intention might have been spelled out when he hired Scott Boras, but if the intention is there to leave Detroit, then exploring a trade offer like this, we'll have to ask Mr. Yankee when he gets in here at 2:00, if Mike, how he'd feel about, the writer mentioned Cam Schlittler. You threw in Spencer Jones.
Hell yes, I'm throwing it. Because we're talking about the best pitcher in baseball. You're not just getting him for nothing. And you're also assuming that the Yankees are going to trade for him, that they know that they're going to re-sign, that they're going to sign him to an extension. Yep. So it's not a rental player per se, even though, yes, he factually only has 1 year left on his contract. But if you're going to trade him or trade for him, you're assuming that that team has every intention of giving him that extension that's necessary to hang on to him. And the Yankees are, you know, one of a handful of teams that can afford to give him that extension.
My only concern about this, all of this talk is with all trade talk now, is that we are going to create an unrealistic expectation on a return.
That's possible.
Yep. And they'll make a trade that baseball people might look at and say, wow, they got a lot. And we're going to be like, yeah, but these dudes are in single A and double A. And people are going, oh, yeah, you're going to be set up for years. And we kind of want to win now. And that feels like that might be a framework that we should be,
well,
preparing to expect.
If you get to the winter meetings and free agency hasn't really gone full bore yet, I understand free agency starts like a day or two after the World Series is done, but mm-hmm. Let's just say that nobody has really signed their contracts yet. But you get to the winter meetings and you've got movement on Tarek Skubal, then you end up trading Tarek Skubal for prospects. Okay, that would tell me that the Tigers are then going to go out and sign some free agent players. Some big time, and they would have to sign at least one big time starting pitcher, like a Dylan Cease or something like that, or a Framber Valdez type player.
All right. Anyway, that is the latest on Skubal. We will get to the latest on our Detroit Lions with the Birchie Kid coming up in 5 minutes here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.